you know, for those of you that will successfully bid on this project, this will be one of the places you will be working in, obviously. Anyway, what you see in front of us is our control room. We conduct all our operations, that is distribution, generation, transmission from here. The consoles that you see down on the floor, the two to your left, those are two distribution consoles. They're geographically serving north and south portion of our system. So two distribution dispatchers that work full-time, 24/7. And then the middle one right here, that's our transmission operations. And the last one to the right is generation desk. We registered as a balancing authority, transmission operator, generator owner, transmission owner, purchasing, selling entity. You know, our marketing operations are located at our corporate headquarters downtown Seattle. It's at Municipal Tower. But that's where they do the load forecasting, load management. But most of the real-time operations, actually, including generation, scheduling, and all kinds of good things related to our balancing functions were done from here. We have obviously 24/7 coverage. We have two distribution dispatchers, one generation transmission guy working full-time 24/7, and during the day we get an extra person working on the transmission desk for 16 hours, and then an extra person working kind of troubleshooting for our distribution operations called service dispatcher. We also have our schedulers, other schedulers in this building. They work downstairs, as well as operations engineers that do the studies. And we also do energy accounting for our after the fact, mostly megawatt hour. You know, we have to do our reconciliation of the energy trading on an hourly basis, so we have a person that does that. The MIMIC board, that's our generation, I mean, transmission part of it, most of it actually, it's color-coded transmission grid serving the Seattle, and then transmission system, and then our generation power plants. As I mentioned earlier, about 2,000 megawatts of generation, about 1,900 megawatts of peak load in the winter. We serve about 60% of our load with our own generation.
Is it 60?
No. 40% we load mostly through the long-term contracts with Bonneville Power Administration, and then we do market some of the power through our marketing folks.
All the furniture is going to stay.
The furniture is going to stay. The consoles actually that you see down below, we purchased them about 2 years ago. Pretty good. We can go and take a look if you guys are interested. You know, the dispatchers are happy with it.
So they
can't this is the old stuff that was originally, right? They're very easy to reconfigure, you know, model, design, whatever. You can put more than what we have right now. This was the old style console that we had when the building was commissioned. The workstations or the consoles, they're functionally assigned, so right now when Carol can speak with that, it's based on the person login credentials, you know, and functional assignments. So if we need to, currently they can switch the desks, they can move, and you know, as the dispatcher logs in his function credentials, it brings the right set of his ability to control different parts of the generation clocks, can operate generation equipment, distribution guys, obviously they have some limits in terms of what they see and what they can actually open.
Are there any plans to move to a video wall?
We've not really. We may have some help with, you know, install a bit of more of the visual help for dispatchers, but totally replacing, no. There are some benefits of having a starting board, especially for the distribution part of our operations. But I think part of
the RFP is to be able to connect
to the board and control, you know, the whatever mimic.
As well as video board.
So we're planning to enhance that a little bit with the video displays, but for the most part, we're going to retain the current.
So if they have like bigger monitors, right now we are limited due to the hardware restrictions on those machines. We're limited to the 22 inch, I think it's.
Or the units,
19 inch.
But if they have 27 inch, we're.
But yeah, the consoles were designed to accommodate whatever.
Right.
28 is the biggest thing.
I think we could go up to about 30 inch monitors.
Is it mentioned in the spec what size?
I think we have on the sizing, we have monitor size.
Of course, the dispatchers believe
that. There's always the option to change the number.
They believe the bigger is better. So. And it does, you know, that what people were running 25 years ago and what they have to run now. I have to talk to you about that. So we can actually go downstairs if you want to see the console. We can poke and open some of the things. The only thing we ask is if you don't that you don't take any pictures of the screens and things like that. All right. Any other questions about page